The IHCIA was permanently reauthorized in 2010 when the Affordable Care Act took effect. It provides coverage for more than 2 million tribal members across the nation. Now, some lawmakers are worried about the gray area between the Affordable Care Act and the Indian Health Care Act. Democratic Arizona Congressman Tom O'Halloran authored a letter to Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. It says the federal government is legally required to provide tribal health care, and a repeal could defund vital programs.
There's treaties that have been signed. There's trust obligations that are part of the whole process. And those trust obligations clearly identify the responsibility of the federal government to deal with the health care issues and educational issues and some other issues of Native American tribes.
The Native American Health Care Act gives tribal members access to care in rural areas and expands health care for Native American veterans. The National Indian Health Board has also urged congressional leaders to retain the IHCIA. The law currently has broad support in Congress. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heintjes in Flagstaff.